A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum is based on ancient Roman comedies. The play is populated with stock characters that director Kristen Monson says can be counted on to provide belly laughs and more than a little bit of bawdiness. Nick Benson plays Hysterium, and he reveals that the play is not only great fun for audiences, it's also a blast for actors. Rehearsals, he says, are full of laughter.
And it's just one of those scripts that leads to, we have room to play, and if something goes on with the audience, we can play with that for the rest of the show. If something doesn't work, it doesn't matter. We'll go on and see what happens next. It's very open to just letting you be free and experiment on stage.
It's a farce, and farces move very fast, a lot of slamming doors and running and that sort of thing. What are some of the challenges you're facing with that, Kristen?
That is absolutely true. The actors, I told them from the very beginning, you need to make sure that you are in shape for this. And tonight, we're actually blocking kind of the middle of the second act to the end, which the whole second act has three songs, and the last 25 minutes of the show has no music. It is all the chase and the people missing each other and the falling down, kicking each other, you know, so it's completely chaos. But to be able to make it look like chaos, it takes a lot of planning and a lot of choreography of who's coming in what door and who's exiting what exit.
Well, it sounds like it could be maddening, but it also sounds like it could be a lot of fun.
Oh, absolutely. It's maddening. Those rehearsals when you're sitting and waiting and you go through, all right, I get to come in at this time when this person leaves, and then I have 3 seconds to get on and do my part, and I'm on stage for 5 seconds, but I need to leave and then run to a different door to walk in, so that it just goes and goes. And it's maddening is the best word, but once you start getting the rhythm of it, every show I've ever done that's had a chase or the slamming door scenes, that's what you look forward to, because you know the audience is just going to lose it just from you getting your timing right, let alone funny lines or physical comedy. Just the timing, when it's written well and enacted right, the audience will lose it.
This was originally staged on Broadway back in 1962. Huge success, won Tonys and everything. How well has this aged?
Well, the classic comedy of it has not changed. The sight gags, the pratfalls, all the things that make us laugh in any kind of modern comedy show or stand-up show have all remained. That being said, I think it's kind of a cross between like a laugh-in episode. It's kind of like got the naughtiness and the bawdiness. And so I specifically wanted to play that up with that kind of burlesque vaudeville feel. So there are elements of vaudeville sketch acts and things like that that I think people will recognize. And even our costume designer and scenic designer, I asked to add vaudevillian pieces to our costumes to make them, you know, the courtesans are supposed to be scantily clad. And our ladies, my costume designer, or ask them, what are you comfortable wearing, instead of, I'm going to throw you in something you might feel uncomfortable with.
So you are accommodating your actors so that everybody's really comfortable on stage.
Absolutely. I mean, when you have a casting call for courtesans, first of all, you have to explain what a courtesan is, and then you have to decide if you're going to pronounce it courtesan or courtesan, and then you have to say, if you are willing to play this role, what are you comfortable doing? It's not like we're going to force you to do something, especially as a woman today, that you feel uncomfortable doing on stage. And also to make the girls that are auditioning know that, you know, this doesn't mean that you have to have some Miss America body. We have girls that are the curvy girls like me, and it's about confidence and just pure comedy and joy in what they do.
This is an earlier work of Stephen Sondheim, and actually the song that always jumped out at me, which was Comedy Tonight.
Something familiar, something peculiar, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Something.
It doesn't to me even sound like Sondheim.
It's funny because there are some songs like Pretty Little Picture, which a lot of people cut from the show. That song, when you hear it, you go, oh my gosh, that's Sondheim.
The edge of day, the bong of the bell, of the buoy in the bay, and the boat and the boy and the bride are away. It's a pretty little picture to share as your little boat sails to sea. Take a little trip free as air, have a little freedom on me.
He's playing with those alliterative phrases, you know, the buoy and the boat and the boy and the bow, and you're like, oh, that's totally Sondheim. But then there's these other kind of traditional Broadway numbers like Comedy Tonight and the traditional love song that Hero, our main character, and Philia, his love interest, sing, and those sound like traditional Golden Age musical ballads. So there are little peaks of Sondheim in there, but this is not, if you've never seen Forum and you hear the word Sondheim and you're thinking, oh, that's Sondheim, he does all those dissonant chords and those crazy lyrics. It is absolutely, actually very simple music to learn too, which is not like Sondheim.
Each verse is different, so there, you don't get the repetition. It's just words upon words upon words, and that's what you get from shows like Company and his the late stuff he wrote later in his career that got him the accolades and the respect that he's just such a great wordsmith. But then we have songs like I'm Calm, where I'm literally, my character is singing in the same 10 different ways saying the word I'm calm, and he's not.
I'm calm, I'm calm, I'm perfectly calm, I'm utterly under control. I haven't a worry, where others would hurry, I stroll.
It's nothing that makes the audience have to work too hard when they're listening to it, which can be a downfall of some Sondheim pieces that they don't like it, because it's, you have to actively be involved with most Sondheim pieces because he writes it so difficultly.
Well, I was going to say a lot of Sondheim songs are story-driven, so they're moving the story along. And in Forum, they're very much character-driven. Most of the songs are explaining who the character is. So like Nick was saying, Calm, and Domina, who is another character, sings about her husband, how, you know, he's a dirty old man. And, you know, Philia sings about how she's just lovely. And it's very character-driven instead of, we're going to sing a song that makes the plot go along, because that's all in the book of the musical and the action.
Nick, what are you pulling out of your actor bag of tricks for this show? Because it seems pretty demanding.
I have the advantage of working with Dave Montague, who is playing Pseudolus. And the last time we got to work together in this type of buddy-buddy comedy, it was on this stage doing Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. So if you've seen that show, the two leads get to know each other very well with physical humor, and there's no boundaries left. So we came in from day one with no boundaries. We just knew we're gonna try stuff and go for it. So we're just playing and we're having a blast, knowing that he knows he can do whatever he wants. He can throw me around, he can make crass jokes to me, and I'm just gonna be like, let's go with it, let's see what happens. So that's the biggest thing, is that we have free rein to do whatever you want. And since the show tends to lead itself towards bawdiness and some overt jokes, it's already in the script, so us making a joke a little beyond that, until she tells us to stop, we're okay.
What is your goal for this production?
You know, I said from the very beginning to the cast on our first meeting that you can't really direct a comedy. You have to collaborate, because I can't force people to be funny. And so what Nick was saying between him and Dave, they try things out, we play, some things don't work, some things I find hilarious, we keep that. So I'm almost like the editor. But my goal is that the audience is gonna come, they're gonna laugh so hard that they cry. It is not the kind of show that you're gonna, you know, it's not heavy, it's funny, it's silly. I just want people to laugh and enjoy it. I don't want anyone to be offended. I mean, there is, like I said, there's some bawdiness, there's some crazy stuff that happens. Nick wears a dress at one point in the show.
Ooh. Giving away secrets of a show that's been around since 1962, so there's not really that many secrets left. But, yeah, I wear a dress. I'm lovely. It's okay.
Yes.
Did you shave your legs?
Please don't.
I think I get to wear tights, so it's okay. I don't have to shave my legs. That may have been a non-starter for the role.
Or your face.
Oh, no, not the beard. No.
Does the beard have to go?
I think we'll see how funny it plays out.
You could be veiled.
He is veiled, yes. Okay. That's the funny part. He's pretending to be another person, another character in the show.
Either way, I said I'd pull out all the physical comedy I can, so whatever she needs, we'll do.
That's Nick Benson, who plays Hysterium in A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, directed by Kristen Monson, running November 1st through the 18th at Community Players Theater in Bloomington. I'm Laura Kennedy.